top of the morning to you. That was horrible.
That was really bad. Do that again.
No, I'm not going to try it again. No, but St. Patty's Day is tomorrow. As soon as you're a little more intoxicated, my accent will sound more authentic. 8:37 here on WMAL. Pleased to be joined by Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. Brett, good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, he says in a sober way. I appreciate that. let's talk about your exclusive interview yesterday. Special report, good as always. But on it yesterday, you had Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham announcing new information that they want to pursue a second special counsel. They'd like one. What's the new information that's leading them to that conclusion, and what's the likeliness that it happens?
Well, they feel like the Inspector General doesn't have the tools that he needs, so Grassley is calling it a kind of a an addition to the Inspector General to call in people who have left government who to expand the ability to get answers to questions that they don't have. They have a list of about 30 questions that they sent in these letters to the Attorney General and the Deputy Rod Rosenstein and also the IG. And they include some questions about Andrew McCabe. They include questions about political bias, who knew what when about the dossier. They include a lot of questions about Chris Steele and the interaction the FBI had with him. So it sounds to me like they're really going to push for this, and Grassley says he's going to, you know, do everything he can to get another special counsel, which would be interesting.
Are any of the questions of any of the 30 questions revelatory in terms of giving us new information that we haven't seen yet?
It's clear that they have seen information, perhaps in a classified state, that raises red flags to them. I mean, just by the list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there was a court case in Great Britain involving Christopher Steele, in which he testified that he had talked to the members of the media in September of 2016 about the dossier, and the FBI said that he had not, and he was being used as a classified confidential informant during a time when he was talking to the media. So there's all kinds of questions about the FBI's dealings with Chris Steele and about some of the actions of the FBI leadership authorizing some agents and officers to talk to the press.
Yesterday, it was Lindsey Graham, I believe, on your show, who used the term possible criminal activity, that there was that they had seen maybe possible criminal activity, and that's why they want this special counsel. When you have senators telling you, look, we think there's possible criminal activity there, how do you not appoint that? How do you not have that special investigator? Excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's a better chance today that there would be one than there was, you know, a couple weeks ago. I also think that that in an effort to really clear the name of the FBI in the minds of the public, that there might be a want to do that and to kind of set the record straight. In the meantime, you know, the Mueller investigation and probe is continuing, and so you have a lot of moving parts here.
You know, regarding the Mueller investigation, it's come out that he has apparently sent a subpoena to the Trump Organization to turn over documents, including some related to Russia. Why a subpoena instead of just asking for the documents? Because as far as we know, the Trump Organization and the administration have been cooperating.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mystery, actually. We don't know the answer to that question as of yet. I know there's a lot of breathless speculation out there on various cable channels, but you're right in that the administration and the Trump Organization has said that they've been cooperative. So whether there is something that the Mueller probe investigators think has been held back, or this is simply a logistical, you know, straighten the corners, get from point A to point B, what they want specifically, that's another possibility. But we don't know the answer to that yet.
Yeah, on the media Richter scale, the needle's been bouncing like crazy on this notion that there may be something coming in the White House regarding staff shakeups, because I see the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, everybody seems to be in unison. Even Fox News, I saw 2 days ago, reporting that a shakeup is imminent. What is the truth on this? Because I know the president's kind of cashed it out as like just fake news, but he also suggested that there may be some changes still coming.
Yeah, I mean, the truth on it is that it's the president's decision. So, I mean, he could wake up on a Wednesday and say, eh, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And he could see a story and say, I'm definitely not doing it. Or he could say, yeah, it's time. So these senior aides who think they know exactly where the president's mindset is with this president often don't. But it seems extremely likely that there are more changes to come, almost certainly. And H.R. McMaster is one that people say that he has looked for a replacement. When that's happening and someone's in the current job, usually that means days are numbered. How many days, we don't know.
Yeah, wanted to also talk to you about, you had mentioned, going back to something that you talked about, mentioning that Andrew McCabe's name came up. We know that he is on borrowed time as far as maybe being fired. Right now he's on, what was it, terminal leave, I think is what they called. He's burning through his vacation dates. His last day is Sunday. So Jeff Sessions has until Sunday to decide to fire him if that is what he chooses to do. That was the recommendation that was made by this investigation into Andrew McCabe. So do you think we're going to see Jeff Sessions actually step up to the plate and fire him?
I mean, I think it's possible. Listening to these senators last night, they don't have any love lost for Andrew McCabe. So, I mean, I think there's cover within the party on this move. But there'll be a lot of pushback from career folks, and, you know, it would prevent him from getting his pension. We have yet to see the specifics about what Andrew McCabe is alleged to have done or not done. And I wouldn't be surprised, let's just say that.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of mystery surrounding Jeff Sessions' behavior for the whole Trump administration, mm-hmm. because it's not clear what his recusal actually covers. You just say the 2016 election, that can be so many things, up to and including the behaviors alleged here surrounding Andrew McCabe and the actual appointment of a second special counsel. He's kind of indicated that he'd be open to it, but are you of the opinion that he would himself, or would he turn that job over to somebody else, appoint a second special counsel?
Yeah, I think that it could fall within his purview. I mean, you're talking about things, the investigation in the early stages, and also how the Clinton situation was handled. So I think it would be outside of his recusal, but that's a good question. If it wasn't him, it would be Rod Rosenstein. And I think that there's a question there about
yes.
whether he would go forward.
Yeah, that might be a little bit messy, too, considering there have been so many conservatives who've alleged that Rod Rosenstein is a bad actor here, and that could pose itself a conflict of interest, the idea that he would appoint a second special counsel that could draw his name into it. Brett Baer, really appreciate all your insight this morning. We'll be watching you on Special Report, 6 o'clock on the Fox News Channel.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.